views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, because every week on the show, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And remember, you can find out more by visiting thelucidplanet.com, and you can stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, etc. And you can also connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. There are some changes in the works. I'm very excited. I can't wait to share them with you. There will be some fewer Lucid Planet shows over the next couple of months as I launch a brand new show all about sex and relationships, which is, of course, my area of expertise as a psychologist. And this will be live streamed on Facebook Live, YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, etc. So if you're into that kind of stuff, stay tuned for that announcement coming soon. And, you know, on the topic of sex and relationships, it seems perfect that yesterday, May 1st, was Beltane. And this is, of course, the ancient Celtic holiday or pagan holiday. As we honor this turning of the wheel as we move into spring in the Northern Hemisphere, I am just delighted to welcome back Judica Illis to the show. She's going to share with me all about what is Beltane, or, you know, it's sometimes called May Day, or perhaps. And we're going to talk about its significance, how you can still celebrate it right now. And of course, Judica was on the show with me back in October speaking all about Halloween. I just can't believe that was already 6 months ago. So it's just wonderful to have her back. We're also going to talk about witchcraft, magic, spells, and how a lot of these ancient traditions are still very relevant today. If you're curious, Judica Illis fell in love with the magical arts as a child and has been studying them ever since. She is the author of numerous books about traditional spirituality, witchcraft, and the occult, including the Encyclopedia of 5,000 Spells, the Encyclopedia of Witchcraft, the Big Book of Practical Spells, and the brand new Wiser Book of the Fantastic and Forgotten, and more. So on that note, let's please welcome Judica to the show. Hey, Judica, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Kelly. I'm so happy to be back with you.
Oh, it's
I can't believe it's been 6 months.
Ida, what have you been up to
since
we last
saw?
I know.
I've been working on more books.
Wonderful.
More books, more fun. Yeah.
Anything you can share with us right now?
Yeah. The pre-orders just went up for the follow-up to the Wiser Book of the Fantastic and Forgotten. The new one is going to be called The Wiser Book of Occult Detectives.
Ooh.
And it's a series. Yeah. It's a series of vintage occult detective stories. And it's a lot of fun. And it will be out in time for Halloween.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. And for those of you listeners out there, I think we talked a little bit about the Wiser Book of the Fantastic and Forgotten on our last show. It's the idea that there are all these fairy tales and stories, but they actually contain references to pagan practices, ancient civilizations, spiritual realms. They kind of had to hide their messages in the stories.
Lots of mystic wisdom, just really fascinating material. And you can read these stories purely for entertainment. They're fun. Or, you know, if you're inclined, you can look for the deeper meanings in them as well simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. And while we're on the topic, talking about the idea of the weird, right?
Yeah.
But there's something about these tales and these stories and even these ancient, like, pagan and Celtic holidays. What is it about the idea of the weird that kind of captures our imagination so much?
Oh, it's that deep, it's that deep wisdom, that deep knowledge, the deep stories that often, you know, as we become more educated and as we become more civilized and rational, you know, ostensibly rational, we kind of backpedal them, but they're very persistent and they kind of reach out to grab us. And it's fascinating, you know, Beltane, or, you know, whatever name it's called, Valpurgis also, it's got that energy. And it's been celebrated for thousands of years. So that sense that, you know, it's not really logical. There are, you know, people ask for explanations and they're not necessarily logical. I mean, other than it's fun, and fun is good. But I mean, there's this just deep undercurrent of lore and wisdom. I'm energy, you know, it's hard even to find, I think it's so old, it's hard to find words for it, but it never really goes away. And it's kind of in the, you know, it's in the closet and sometimes it comes out and it's pretty, and some people like it and some people, you know, get nervous, you know, so it's very interesting to watch the impact on different people.
And yet, I think one thing is clear, which is that a lot of these ancient traditions are still very relevant today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think a lot of it is about being human. You know, these are, I always find what's interesting to me are the commonalities that people have as opposed to the exclusive things. You know, this concept of celebrating that reawakened energy in the Northern Hemisphere. And of course, in the Southern Hemisphere, there are a lot of people who are celebrating Samhain, not Halloween, but, you know, the opposite side of the calendar, the upside down side of the calendar. There is this energy in the time, and it inspires people in very similar ways. And I find that absolutely fascinating.
Me too. And I would love to learn a little bit more about the significance of what Beltane is, and, you know, how far back does this really go? I know that there's Celtic, Roman, Greek history. Where does all of
Germanic,
this originate?
All
from?
Of it, yeah. Well, Beltane is the Celtic word, and it derives from Irish and Scottish traditions. But the key is it's the eve of May 1st. It's the night before May 1st. So often the celebrations begin the night before. And it is rooted, hypothetically, in old marriage fairs where, you know, imagine if you were living in a tiny little village thousands of years ago, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, where it's hard to travel in the winter, you know, your pick of partners might be limited. I mean, this is the sexy pagan festival. And by marriage, you know, you weren't necessarily going home with the other person, depending on the culture. People would meet and they would have huge fairs and they would trade and they would have fun and they would have sex. And the key with Beltane, and in America, it's the Celtic word we use the most. It's also Valpurgis night, which is the word that's used in Central Europe and Germany, in the Czech Republic, in areas like this. There's a great old Ingrid Bergman movie, I think, called Valpurgis. An interesting movie anyway. If you count 9 months from Beltane, you get the Celtic festival of Imbolc, which is in February, which is, you know, when the lambs are born, but it's also when babies were often born.
Oh, my gosh. And I actually did a show. Sorry to interrupt you. I did a show on Imbolc with Courtney Weber, who reads tarot. Yeah. And we were just laughing about it because I'm like, oh, yeah, it's my birthday in 3 days. She's like, oh, well, you're a good little May Day baby, you know.
You were a Beltane baby, the Beltane babies. Right.
Totally.
Right. And it is very much a festival of the elements. It's a fire festival. It's a water festival. It is a festival of the burgeoning sexuality and fertility of the earth
and all its inhabitants, of people, of animals, of plants. You know, I'm in beautiful New Jersey, and I'm looking out the window, and finally we've got some flowers.
Oh my gosh!
And you know, it's been a long winter, and you're just so glad to see a crocus, an azalea.
Oh my gosh. It's so weird out here. We've actually had an early spring in Colorado, and then like some craziness on Sunday, there was a massive blizzard and dumped foot of snow on us. And then the weird part was, just in time for May Day, literally a foot of snow vanished in about an hour.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Anyway.
But there's, there's the old Roman festival of the Floralia, which is, the goddess Flora, the goddess of the flowers. And, if you think of fruit, as the fruit starts with flowers on trees, and it's very much about it's a holiday of sexuality, it's a holiday of reproduction, it's a holiday of creativity. If you don't have to have babies if you don't want to, but it's a good time. Maybe if you have a novel you want to start, if you have some sort of a creative project you want to start, it's as if the earth's forces are with you, helping
you
along. You're swimming with the current. So it's a beautiful thing.
I love that. Well, I'm starting this new show about sexuality and relationships.
Perfect.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know it couldn't be any perfect.
No, it couldn't be any more perfect.
Oh, I love that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, Judica Illis and I will be talking much more about Beltane, some of the traditions such as like the maypole and fire rituals and other things, as well as the magic arts and magic spells and more. So stick with us and we'll see you in a few.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibration content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home. What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Judica Illis, who is talking with us about Beltane, witchcraft, paganism, and more. Before we continue, Judica, I just want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you to find out about your many wonderful books and also your workshops and events that you do.
Thank you. I have a website. It's myname.com, www.judikaillis.com. And I'm all over Facebook and Twitter, and my books are available pretty much wherever books are sold. And
nice.
And I'm happy to, hear from readers.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, we all have questions, you know.
Once in a while, I even have an answer.
I know. Right. Well, speaking of questions, so one of my questions is, what are some of the rituals that people have participated in to celebrate Beltane and some of the rituals that people can still participate in to celebrate?
There are nighttime rituals and daytime rituals. And so the nighttime ritual that is, I think, most popular, so that would be the, April 30th and night before, are bonfires. And there's a lot of dancing around bonfires, dancing in between bonfires. People used to drive cattle and different kinds of livestock between two large bonfires, allegedly to, remove any evil eye and increase their fertility and their, their vitality. Often they're, in places where you can, they're driven between the bonfires and like sort of into the ocean. I mean, not too far, but just because there's a water aspect of Beltane too that I think is often ignored because the bonfires maybe are more fun. But there's a lot of dancing around. If you have springs available, it's a nice place to hold a Beltane festival. And of course, the big daytime celebration is a maypole.
Right.
Which is still, I know I've seen them in Central Park in New York City, and occasionally you'll depending, some people have like small ones that they'll have, in their backyards, but I've also seen some very large, very, imposing with, lots of ribbons and, people dancing around them. And of course, it is what it looks like. It is Beltane is rooted in ancient fertility practices.
And this is phallic.
It is dancing around that phallic pole.
Dancing around the pole. I mean, we see it at the strip club too.
yeah. Absolutely. But celebrating the spirit of virility and sexuality and, all that stuff.
Well, I know I was at a wedding in England years ago and they had a maypole at this wedding.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? But, it kind of makes sense.
Well, the Puritans banned them.
Yeah.
The Puritans banned them. And I mean, they banned Christmas celebrations also. Anything that was, too much fun, reeked too much of paganism, was maybe too explicitly sexual, all gone.
So what about some of these other...
And that revelry. I think it's the revelry. What people talk about the Christmas spirit, because you can kind of feel it, and that's almost on a very secular level. There is that revelry. Fun is like an important thing. That's how you raise your magical energy, and you can feel that sort of excitement in the air, and when you're having fun with other people, and the bonfires and the maypole, it's very magical, and there's a lot of power there.
So can you comment to, in that spirit of all of that, there's a lot of kind of like ancient writing and allusions to like massive orgies and all of this. Was this part of it, or are we kind of like just looking at one element of the event? Okay.
I mean, it's both. I think that they're, going back to those old trading fairs, it was understood that I think they understood genetics enough to know that you needed to have some variety. if you live in a, if you live in a village where everybody's like related to everybody else, you need to bring, you need to bring some new genes in there because it's not healthy otherwise. So I don't know if they perceived it as orgies. Once you get to the Romans, they're definitely perceiving it as Romans, I mean, as orgies, yeah. because the Romans are having these sort of decadent, at times, celebrations. And, you know, the Floralia was, at one point, was celebrated naked. And that was, then it was, you know, then it was decreed that it had, people had, celebrants had to be clothed, and then eventually it was banned. Yeah. But some of it is also, you know, wishful thinking. You know, we like to look back and hope our ancestors maybe had more fun than we did. And, and some of it is, you know, some people like to tell stories and increase the lascivious quality of them. So, I mean, I think it's a little bit of all of the above.
Yeah, that's what I always wondered, because my understanding was that, you know, there was a lot of very open sexuality and sexual expression. Yeah. And then Christianity came in, and that's one of the ways that they made Christianity different from the existing pagan and Roman and all these other religions, was to say, you know, sexuality is a punishable sin unless it's for procreation and all of this. And it kind of like steered yeah. things in a different direction.
Although the Romans were already going in that direction before. Mm-hmm. Christianity, you know, there's a point where the Romans become very, it is not a female friendly, not a magic yeah. friendly society. And I think that's an evolution depending on what point of time, you know, because if you go back to the Lupercalia, which is in February, where you could trace the roots of St. Valentine's Day to the Lupercalia, believed to be the most ancient known festival of Rome and also of fertility. You know, it's a very different mindset. And I mean, it is my first book, which is not yet published, is devoted to fertility. And it's
cool.
a very different mindset, you know, because now fertility is, you know, either we don't want to get pregnant because it's not convenient, or we're so anxious about getting pregnant that we're going to a clinic. It's not as much fun anymore. But fertility for our ancestors, particularly for our female ancestors, was a major, you know, this was, their lives depended on whether they could reproduce sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
There are societies where women were not, you know, you weren't considered an adult unless you could reproduce. You weren't technically married unless you could reproduce. There are still places on earth now where, you know, if you don't... And they're not checking to see, you know, where the infertility is coming from. It's assumed that it's the woman. And, you know, your life could depend on it. Your livelihood could depend on it if you don't have children to protect you in your old age. So these were really, really major concerns. And life was hard. And there was infant mortality. And it's a different way of seeing it. So
yes.
You know, people often mock, you know, I see it, you know, you call something a fertility festival and people kind of roll their eyes, but it was very profound, you know, the mysteries of life and death and birth.
Right.
And
so,
it was extremely, yeah.
Sorry. So, I mean, that's why I'm guessing like there's a whole festival about this, that this is like a gift from the gods, or it's
many,
blessed,
right.
or there's, you know,
right.
that this is actually the conception, I mean, even conception rituals at Beltane were a thing,
exactly.
right? I read something, I wish I could find it, something about like walk through a hole or walk in a hole or something. Is that a thing? And you'll
There's
conceive
all sorts
a child.
Of things. There you can look, there are those hole stones that you can look through. It's also one of the fairy festivals.
Okay.
So you
yeah.
can look through a hole stone, a stone with a small stone that you can hold in your hand, and you can look through it. A hagstone, and you can ostensibly see the world of fairy, but they also have those large standing stones and different kinds of stone formations, some of which have holes. And often if you go through the hole, it will heal your fertility, or if you have some sort of a debilitating illness, if you go through, and I mean, some of these are small, some of these are only
yeah.
small enough to you know, to big enough to allow a child to be passed through, but there, you know, all kinds of different traditions. There's also those, you know, the standing stones at Karnak in France. You know, allegedly, if you have sex on them, you know, it makes it more likely that you'll get pregnant. And Beltane is a night where you will probably find some people out there for spiritual reasons, for fertility reasons, for all, you know, just as a dare, maybe, all kinds of reasons why you would find people.
Is there a specific deity or goddess associated with Beltane, or can it kind of like lump in all of the mother goddess deities?
There are specific beings. I think in Italy, it's very much Flora, who is, mm-hmm. you know, she shows up in a Botticelli painting. She's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. In Germany, you know, there's Saint Walpurgis. But before there was a Saint Walpurgis, there's the goddess Walpurgia, who is a grain goddess and very beautiful. Walpurgis Night in Central Europe is very similar to Beltane. You've got that crazy magic energy, and it's the night that the witches go out to dance on top of the mountains. I write about both Walpurgises, the saint and the goddess, in my book Encyclopedia of Witchcraft. But that kind of, I can feel it. You know, I don't know if people outside listening to Dr. Kelly and I, if you can feel that kind of magical, highly charged energy. It's really wired into the holiday. Flora, oh, yeah. Valpurgia, any of sort of the sexy, I don't even know, the sexy goddesses.
Yeah.
The girl gods.
Sure. And even maybe like Pan or, you know, the.
Yeah. Oh, very much. Little,
you know.
Yeah.
Especially because.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. There's just so much, so many layers to this. And I just find it really fascinating and interesting. And I want to take a break. But first, I just want to mention what Judica's talking about. It's wired into us through our connection to the earth and our connection to the rhythms of the earth, that this is spring and this is the time of abundance and expression, and we're thawing out and we're making these connections. It's part of our earth rhythm and earth magic. And so people say like, oh, well, the ancients believed these things because they didn't know better and they didn't have science and they didn't have math, but maybe they believe these things because they could feel their connection to Gaia. That's how I like to believe it. And it's still there.
Yeah,
and that's why I think this is still a very real phenomenon. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Judica Illis and I will continue discussing Beltane as well as, you know, Celtic traditions, witchcraft, spells, all that good stuff. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Connie Five, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have author and witchcraft expert Judica Illis on the show with me today, talking about May 1st, aka Beltane, as well as witchcraft, spells, paganism, and so much more. Judica, when we left off, we were talking about, you know, how and why these ancient rituals still contain this resonance and this meaning for all of us. And I wanted to bring something up that we talked about back when we did the Halloween show, which is the idea of the thinning of the veil, that on these days, and they're 6 months apart, of course, that the veil is the thinnest. Can you explain to our listeners what that means?
Yes. If you can imagine existence is being like, one of those like wedding halls where there are numerous weddings going on in different rooms. Mm. And they're like, imagine that there's like a veil in between these dimensions. So there's like the realm of the humans and the realm of the dead and the realm of the fairies and the realm of the spirits and who knows, you know, realms we don't even know about. And normally, and I think for most people, we're not aware of these things. Imagine like you're in your own party and it's pretty insulated and you don't realize there's a party going on next door.
Yes.
It's not, you know, but sometimes that wall gets a little thinner. That's that veil. And it's more permeable. And sometimes, you know, you may find you're aware of what's going on in these other dimensions, or you may accidentally find yourself in these other dimensions, or beings may come and visit you. And it's not, the veil between the realms is not constant. And it's not the same for everyone. So people who have good mediumistic skills or, you know, maybe are clairvoyant or have what the Scottish called second sight, maybe that veil is pretty thin for them all the time. But for most of us, it isn't. And there are points in the calendar, points in time, where it becomes very sheer. The most famous is at Halloween. Typically from Halloween through the beginning of January, it's the time, you know, the ancestors to come back to visit and the ghosts are walking. There is in traditional British culture what they call the three fairy festivals, and it's Beltane, Midsummer's, and Halloween, Samhain. And at that time, it's very easy to access the realm of the fairy spirits. And that, it's So we're there now. It's not, I don't know if anyone has ever seen, there's the anime Hell Girl, Jigoku Shoujo, where there's the midnight. You can access, it's very good.
That sounds cool.
It is. You can access, it's spooky sometimes. You can access, there's this midnight website where you can access this emissary of the Japanese hell, but you can only do it at midnight. And if you miss the moment, it's gone. This isn't like that. There's not necessarily a precise moment. For people who are a little bit more psychic, it probably lasts longer and you can go farther. But if you don't think you have a psychic bone in your body, this is a good time to experiment. Because that veil is making it easy for you. That
I
lack
like
of
that.
The veil, the sheerness.
You know, it's so weird because even what we're talking about now with these almost like parallel dimensions or parallel universes, that's starting to be backed up by science now.
Yeah.
All this stuff at CERN and the Mandela effect.
Catching
I know that's a whole, it's a whole other topic. But yeah, I mean, they're basically saying there's a very real possibility that we created a doorway into a parallel universe. And that's responsible for all the haywire things happening in this universe. Like we punched through the veil accidentally and through science, you know, through physics.
Like the hole in the ozone, the hole in the veil.
Yeah, you know, so.
Well, there's a lot of theories. I mean, they're interesting discussions on how abductions by extraterrestrials are similar to old stories of abductions by fairies. It's very fascinating. And I mean, and if you are afraid of such things, if you're afraid of being abducted by fairies, well, they are out and about right now.
So. Right? Better watch out. Well, and that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of like the historical ancient texts, even like biblical texts, they talk about loud noises and flames and they describe like these scenes in which this, you know, information or Jesus or whatever is happening. I can't quote you a direct passage, but what they're talking about sounds so much like it, like an alien ship arriving. You know, but they don't have the language for it. And even Hindu Vedas from 6,000 years ago talk about the same thing. So it just makes you wonder, you know, we're all limited by language and symbol and the way
and
experience,
we experience. Absolutely. Perceptions.
Totally. But yeah,
it's fascinating.
Find it fascinating. And we don't know. I mean, and that's the best part, I think, about all of this is nobody really knows for certain. And like you said, we all have our own subjective experiences of these phenomenon and of reality. And that for me is wonderful because, you know, there can be a diversity in perspectives and a diversity of understandings of all of these topics. I don't know. It's just something to think about, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have had experiences maybe with seeing UFOs or maybe with communicating with fairies or, you know, maybe ghosts or deceased relatives or spirit guides or whatever you want to call them. You know, I bet there's almost everybody that I come across has had some kind of mystical experience with kind of beings or realms outside of the norm that we can't explain.
Absolutely.
And I like the idea that these are kind of ancient rituals. They had a perspective on this and explanations for such things, you know? One of the things as well that I wanted to bring up was this character from English folklore that I keep reading about, I don't know a lot about, called the Green Man.
The Green Man, yeah.
And speaking of these deities or symbols, you know.
Yeah, this is the time of the Green Man as you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, as the world gets green. You know, when we started speaking, and I think it is the nature in the 21st century, we're talking about the goddesses, you know, who is the goddess at this time? But there is, you know, but it takes two kinds of energy to procreate, male and female. And the Green Man is that he is the personified male primal creative energy of the earth.
Oh,
which is really present now. And he's fascinating. He's literally, he's the wild man of the woods, and he's like walking vegetation in the form of a man. It's really fascinating because if you look at old churches, you'll find, you know, pagan-influenced carvings as details on them. And so, I mean, if you Google Green Man, you'll see all these architectural motifs and in, you know, on churches, which are very unexpected places. And there's, you know, all sorts of rationales by scholars as to why they're there. But the point is they are there.
I'm totally Googling this right now.
Yeah. Oh, and many of them are really beautiful and you can buy them as reproductions sometimes. But it is that wild, primal, masculine energy that comes out of the earth, you know, what comes out of the forest at this time as your plants are, you know, becoming luscious and wild and rampant.
I love
that forest. Yeah.
What's especially interesting to me looking as I just did a Google search for green, I just typed in Green Man, is all of these, products and branding and companies that are using this, like Green Man cannabis. I'm looking all these Green Man IPA, and it's like clearly the same type of face, but
it really evokes something very, very primal in people. And, you know, and the Green Man may have associations. And, you know, there's this, you know, this is subject to opinion. There's no right or wrong here with Dionysus, who's a very, very ancient deity. He most closely associated with Greece, but he may have come from the Balkans. He may have come from Northern Greece or the Balkans or Romania. There's a lot of arguments from people all claiming him the spirit of the wine.
He's
the cultivation of intoxicating beverages and intoxicating herbs as well.
Plant medicine.
Yeah. The magic of the plants. And you'll see images of Dionysus sometimes that have a little bit of a resemblance. So it's a fascinating sort of combination.
It's beautiful. Well, so what really, Beltane, it sounds like it is, I mean, again, we are kind of, I'm glad that we're inclined to, you know, focus on the goddesses. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But you're right that it's
probably healthier. But
yeah, it's about time. But it does seem that, you know, it's about the unification of the male and female sides.
Exactly. Okay. And finding the balance, ultimately, finding that balance, you know, which I think is maybe our mission for our time, you know, having pendulum swing between, you know, the feminine and the masculine, but finding a balance and finding a spectrum that people can find themselves and you know, and just maybe expanding all of that.
Well, you know, it's something I always talk about, like even in psychology, is that each person within themselves has this continuum of masculinity and femininity.
Sure.
And, you know, this is not a new concept. The yin and yang and the Tao and all of this has been taught for thousands of years, it's about unifying those aspects within yourself, just as it is unifying them outside of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's really interesting. But gosh, I'm loving these Green Man pictures. This is so cool. I don't know. There's something about it, right? It's very like...
And occasionally you'll find green women. Occasionally, the Green Man is the more famous one, but occasionally you'll find green women also. Huh. And you know, the Lady of the Woods. And it's old and it's fascinating and it's, you know, and it's sexy, but also a little dangerous because they're wild.
Yes. I like that.
there's a horn spirit from Italy, Faunus, who is very similar to Pan. And Faunus doesn't speak. You know, he communicates in dreams, but he doesn't speak because he's so old that he's pre-verbal. And I always find that so fascinating.
That's cool.
Like he makes noises. People often experience him as a nightmare because they don't know what to make of him. And he's not intentionally trying to be frightening or harmful, but it's something that is so primordial that it can't communicate with us on the level, or we could no longer communicate in that kind of a primal level.
Yes, unless we're in the dream world, maybe.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I love hearing about all these kind of pre-Christian nature spirits and deities and how they represent these much deeper archetypes that we have as humans.
That's my book, Encyclopedia of Spirits, has a lot of them. They're, because I find them fascinating also.
Encyclopedia of Spirits. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to maybe send me a copy or I'll order one. okay. We're going to take a break. Oh, my gosh. And then we're basically done with the show. When we come back, but we're not totally done, I'm going to get some insight from Judica about spells and modern day witchcraft and what it really means to be a witch in this time and place. So if you're into that like I am, stay with us and you're not going to want to miss this last section.
We When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's DanaCanetto.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Hey listeners, would you love to have the most imaginable relationships ever? David Karsher has just finished his breakthrough book, The 7 Spiritual Strategies for Fulfilling Relationships, and he is giving you a copy. Learn to move any important relationship in your life forward like never before. Visit davidkarsher.com/blessing or transformationtalkradio.com to receive this incredible gift. Once again, that's davidkarsher.com/blessing.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with the wonderful witchcraft expert, Judica Illis, talking all about Beltane, spring, magic, fertility, sexuality, deities, all the good stuff. I mean, it's been a pretty lit show. lit with the flames of Beltane. I feel like that's, you know,
as it should be.
Totally. And Judica, what I want to talk to you about is, you know, you call yourself a witch and you write about witchcraft and spells. What does it mean in today's, you know, modern world to be a witch?
Oh, you know, witch is a word with a lot of definitions. And, you know, when someone calls you a witch, you better ask them what they mean. Because, you know, for me, a witch is a person of power, a person who is in touch with the forces and the rhythms and the magic of the earth and, you know, the universe. For me, a witch is not somebody who, you know, I don't know, eats babies and, you know, is a horrible person, but you have to be careful because, you know, not a minion of Satan. People have, you know, you would think that people are progressive and they don't think like that, but in fact, you know, sometimes they do. A witch is a person of power and a person, the word witch derives from Indo-European, linguistic roots for, to know, and it's related to wise and wisdom. And I think witches have a lot of curiosity. They are the original inquiring minds who want to know. And one of my books has an encyclopedia of witchcraft. I've got like 13. I made up a little quiz, you know, how do you know you're a witch? And it's kind of got 13 criteria. Right. And people write to me all the time and they say, I think I'm a witch. But for me, it's a very positive thing. It's a positive thing. I think people should, you know, strive for wisdom and strive for knowledge and strive to be more powerful people and to find your inner power within, because we've all got our personal magic, but my magic might not be the same as your magic, might not be the same as, you know, the person across the road's magic. So it's alchemy, finding what is hidden within yourself and transforming it into gold.
Oh, gosh, that just sounds wonderful. Who doesn't want some bling in their life, you know?
Exactly. and you know, and witches have historically had a reputation for, like, you know, like being like magpies. You know, yes. We like the shiny, which, you know, for me is true. Absolutely.
If you saw my fingernails right now, you would know. Just really green, gold, all glitter all the time. So, yes. But all of that aside, so is one of the roots to this alchemy through the idea of spells? And what does that mean?
I think so. A spell, you know, we were talking before about Beltane and the different festivals and that there's an energy in the earth. And the basic premise, and you can learn more about this, and I have books on spellcasting and on witches that will tell this better than we can in this sort of limited amount of time. But basically, there everything that is on Earth, everything that occurs naturally, you know, emits an energy. It radiates. And it just does it. You don't have to respond to it. It's just doing it, and you're reacting to it subconsciously. There's always stuff going on subliminally. But a magic spell is a conscious harnessing of that energy for a purpose.
Oh, wow. I love that.
It's got to have a goal. You know, a magic spell is, you know, if only, you know, I want to feel better. Or, you know, I need a more prosperous life. I need a better love life. I want to, you know, this is not who I want to be. I want to recreate myself as this is the person I would like to be. And you can use, you know, I have a book on with 5,000 spells in it. There are spells for everything.
What are the most common, what are the most frequently used or the most common ones that people ask
love,
you about?
Love, money, protection. Not love necessarily money. In that order. Love, money, protection.
All one and the same.
Yeah, well, it kind of, they are at the root. Yeah. I mean, that it is a very primal art. Yes. And I think it is the primal human art. You will find magic spells wherever you will find people. They may have different spells. They may have different attitudes towards spells. They may, you know, deny they have spells, but they've got them. Trust me.
Oh, absolutely. What about like the dark spells, like hexing and all of that? What do you think about that? Is that a thing?
I think that you will not get in trouble for a spell cast from love and respect. Mm. That said, I actually teach classes on the history of hexing and the ethics of hexing.
Oh, really?
You don't want to be an angry person who's casting. You don't want to be an angry person because there is a boomerang effect. It will come back to you. If you are an angry person, you will, you know, long term, you will not have a happy life. But, you know, some hexes are really rooted in justice spells, because sometimes there is no justice. Sometimes life is not fair, and sometimes there is no. You know, we could sit here and go through all kinds of history, situations where people are victimized and they're vulnerable and they have no other, you know, way of protecting themselves. Because sometimes a hex is a protection spell, sexual harassment. You know, what if you can't, you know, you've got three kids, you can't leave your job. Your boss is bothering you, so you can't stay, you can't leave. There are spells and rituals to make that boss behave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who would love to hear about that.
Encyclopedia 5,000 spells, they're in there.
So, what did you think of this whole, do you remember a couple months ago, it was like 8,000 witches casting spells for Trump? Do you remember that? That was like a thing.
I think that people should do what makes them, you know, feel better. spells, I'm going to speak to you very frankly as somebody who teaches spell casting. Spells are more effective if you do them alone or in very small groups.
Oh, that's good to know.
Because the energy becomes diffuse.
Okay.
And because you're, you know, when you cast a spell, and this I discuss this in my books, you know, when you cast a spell with other people, there is this assumption that everyone wants the same thing, but sometimes they don't.
No,
and
rarely do they want the same thing.
Yes, or there are variations on a theme. I think people need to do what they need to do. I guess the answer to that. But in terms of effectiveness, I think what you do quietly on your own, it tends to be the most effective.
And that's true even if you look at other ways of focusing energy where it's like yoga or meditation
mm-hmm.
or
yes,
you know other things
exactly.
that you want to be by yourself, focusing on yourself.
Yes.
And in a way, there's a lot of similarities here. We're pulling from our connections
yes.
to the earth and to ourselves to create the world that we want and the life that we
yes.
want, you know, so
yes.
it's not really that different. It's just, it's very interesting.
And that is ultimately a spell is creating the life that you want on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
It is easier and more effective to do if you're working on a smaller scale.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
well, baby steps, just like if you want to change
yeah.
something in your life, like baby steps, you know, you
yeah.
got to take it, you got to have a plan
exactly.
and you got to stick to that plan and
yeah.
you can't just like make everything change all at once, you know, God, my goodness. I wish we could.
I think one of the things with the spell, one of the first things you need to do to make it effective is to really define your goal.
Yes.
And really, really comprehend, you know, so not just, you know, a vague, I want to be successful, but exactly how do you want to be successful? Mm. What is that success? When you can see it, you can do it.
I love that. I think that's an excellent closing message. Judica, just since we're about to wrap up the show, what is next for you? Where are we going to see you doing next?
I am teaching a class at Soul Journey in Butler, New Jersey in about 2 weeks, and I will be talking about the witchcraft plants.
Nice.
And I will be teaching in Massachusetts at the Robin's Nest in July, and I'll be talking about saints and spirits.
Ooh, fun. And
yeah.
I just went and ordered a copy of Encyclopedia of Spirits as we're sitting here chatting because
Yay.
I'm just talking about Green Man and Faunus and all this. I got so excited. So I encourage you guys listening out there to do the same. Judica has some amazing books on this topic and so detailed. And you can just type in her name, Judica Illis, either judicaillis.com or just type in Judica Illis to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, whatever. And you'll find all the things. There's some really cool stuff. Encyclopedia of Mystic Saints and Sages. I mean, that's so cool. Anyway, on that note, happy Beltane to everyone listening. And we hope that you are feeling internally lit from the flames after this talk. And I just really want to thank Judica Illis for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Dr.
much. And you know, maybe we don't have to wait another 6 months, but I'd love to have you on again soon to talk.
We will find another auspicious day.
I think that sounds
good. That would be great. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. And remember, you can listen to all of our shows here at lucidplanetradio.com and iTunes and SoundCloud. And stay tuned for my new show on sex and relationships. Perfect time to announce it. You'll be able to live stream that as well. So stay tuned for that. It's come in literally. All right, everyone, lots of love. Have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the hit show Lucid Planet Radio with renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.